This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Jury selection begins Monday in the second-degree murder and manslaughter trial of Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into the neck of George Floyd last year, just before the African-American man died in police custody. Chauvin's trial is expected to come down to two key questions. Did Chauvin's actions cause Floyd's death? And were his actions reasonable? Floyd was declared dead May 25th, 2020, after Chauvin, who is white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. Floyd's death led to protests against racial violence in Minneapolis and elsewhere around the country, friction between the administration of then U.S. President Donald Trump and protesters outside the White House led the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, to declare a street adjacent to the White House as Black Lives Matter Plaza. U.S. President Joe Biden directed federal agencies on Sunday to take modest steps to promote voting access as a major congressional fight looms over voting rights across the country. Biden ordered the government agencies to expand access to voter registration and election information. He also told agency heads to devise plans to give several million federal employees time off to vote or to volunteer as nonpartisan poll workers. The U.S. leader signed the executive order on the 56th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. The name refers to a 1965 incident in Selma, Alabama, in which about 600 civil rights activists were beaten by state troopers as they marched to call for protection of voting rights. The demonstration led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act later in 1965. More on that at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An official from Myanmar, democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, has died in police custody. This is according to a party official who spoke to VOA's Burmese service. NLD member Khin Maung Lot was arrested during overnight raids in Yangon Saturday and died while in detention, according to another party member. A cause of death was not released. Tun Chi, spokesperson of the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners Burma, told VOA Burmese service that he accompanied the bereaved family to claim the body. He said the body had blood on the head, wounds on the back, and blackened fingers. Police have not commented on the matter. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters returned to the streets of Myanmar on Sunday in Mandalay and Yangon, as well as the historic Buddhist temple town of Bagan. The advocacy group Association for Assistance of Political Prisoners said on Saturday that more than 1,700 people had been detained since the overthrow of the civilian government on February 1st. Yemen's Houthi forces fired missiles Sunday at the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry, attacking a Saudi Aramco facility at Ras Tanura in an assault the kingdom said was aimed at the security and stability of the global energy supply. Houthi military spokesman Yahya Saria said Sunday that the group had launched 14 drones and fired 8 ballistic missiles into a wide operation in the heart of Saudi Arabia. The Houthis recently stepped up cross-border attacks on Saudi Arabia at a time when the United States and the United Nations are pushing for a ceasefire to revive stalled political negotiations to end the war. The Saudi Energy Ministry said an oil storage yard, the site of an oil refinery, and an offshore oil loading facility were attacked with a drone, but there were no casualties or property loss. Ivory Coast's main opposition party on Sunday claimed victory in a legislative election, alleging that preliminary results were riddled with irregularities. Saturday's vote was a key test of stability, 4 months after violence around a disputed presidential poll claimed 87 lives in the former French colony. A top official with the center-right Ivory Coast Democratic Party said his party is concerned that the results may have been manipulated and warned the government against any attempt to falsify them. And the Dalai Lama, Tibet's spiritual leader, urged the world to be brave and get vaccinated on Saturday after he was inoculated against the coronavirus in the northern Indian town of Dharamsala. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.